When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Here's your closing bell brief for Friday, February 25th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The possibility of Russian-Ukraine talks triggered a broad-based rally on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 835 points, or 2.5%, to close at 34,058. The Nasdaq closed up 221 points, or 1.6%, and all 11 sectors of the S&P 500 finished in positive territory. The broad index was up about 96 points, or 2.2%. Stocks rose sharply after a Kremlin official said that Moscow was willing to meet with Ukrainian officials, suggesting that Russian President Vladimir Putin remained open to negotiations. Futures for Brent crude, the global oil benchmark, edged down 1% to $94.45 a barrel. And the yield on the benchmark 10-year U.S. Treasury moved back above 2% as investors sold bonds. Looking at sector performance, tech stocks were big winners. Shares of Apple and Google parent Alphabet both gained 1.3%. Meanwhile, financial stocks added more than 3%, while consumer staples rose 2.9%. And investors also returned to riskier assets like cryptocurrency. Bitcoin gained 2.5%, moving it back toward the $40,000 mark. In other corporate news, shares of Foot Locker tumbled 30% after the footwear and apparel retailer projected weaker sales, in part from having access to fewer Nike products to sell. And Johnson & Johnson and three of the nation's biggest drug distributors gave final approval to a roughly $25 billion settlement with states over the opioid epidemic. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.